Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio. Go to her website at www.livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal to get your free 20-minute session with Dr. Vicki. She offers various counseling sessions as well as the life-changing soul rejuvenation to guide you to live authentically on your soul's journey. If you lose it when you meet a guy and simply want to learn to be independent, free and happy in or out of a relationship, then listen each Sunday night to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki and join her on Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook. And now back to the show.
Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey. Tonight, I dedicate this show to our little puppy Snowball, who lived a joyful life with us for about 12 years, and this show is dedicated to her. Thank you, Snowball. And I want to put intentions out tonight for everyone, just to know that our team of angels are here, our spiritual guides, and to ask all of them to protect us, to guide us, and to give you clarity in whatever you're seeking this evening, and so that we know that we are protected this evening. Tonight, I want to talk about spiritual laws, how they affect us, and whether we know them, understand them, or even apply them, they are here. Now, very much like man-made laws, if you don't know the speed limit, okay, that's fine, but you still have to abide by them or get a ticket. You're going to have to pay the consequences, whether you know them or not. Of course, hopefully with the state laws that people know what the speed limits are. But believe me, I've been traveling along, thought the speed limit was 55, and there was this little teeny sign hidden in the little trees up in the North Georgia mountains, and boy, the policeman was right there to get me. And I didn't know it was 45. I thought it was 55. But guess what? You know, it doesn't matter if you live in California, Georgia, Russia, or Mexico. We still have to abide by those man-made laws. And the same thing with our spiritual laws. So tonight, I do want to welcome you to call in. The number, I think a couple of numbers are 1-888-429-5471. And another number is 1-530-646-4187. So I'm excited to be with you. And it was very interesting today because I took it, being that it's Mother's Day. And by the way, happy Mother's Day to everyone, even if you're just a mother to nature. You can celebrate this beautiful day. And so I took my mother out and my daughter, and I had to leave my little puppy alone today. This is the first time in her whole life that she's been alone. She had the cat, but the cat kind of does her own thing. And, as a mother, I wanted to be with my own mother and my daughter, and I also wanted to be with my little Lakshmi, but they won't let her in the movie theater, and I don't know why, but you know, that's their issue. I just accept it and move on. Talking about the spiritual laws, we'll talk about that. And there's so many spiritual laws, y'all. There are about 20. But the basic laws of life is our topic tonight. And so even though we're going to get to them all through the month of May, I will get to them as much as I can. We're going to have some guests on coming up in June. But the laws tonight I want to talk about are those that are actually the basic laws of the life that consist of, I know you've all heard of the law of attraction. You may have heard of the law. Well, you know, a lot of these are kind of new. The law of attraction, they're not new, but I mean new that I had to learn them. The law of request, the law of resistance, the law of reflection, and the law of projection. And the last one is the law of attachment. Now, if I've lost you on any of that, just know we're about to go through what they mean. Now, all of us come to this life in physical body, and we're here to learn our lessons in some form or situation, life event, or through, you know, obviously particular people. And it is the way in which we deal with our life experience that determines whether or not we pass those tests. Now, I'm not saying there's some, from my viewpoint anyway, and I can only speak from my viewpoint, my training, my experiences. I don't think there's some God up there in big old chair saying you did it right or you did it wrong. I don't believe that. I think we judge ourselves by what a soul agreement we came in on here. And if there's any kind of judgment, if you even want to use that term, I don't believe in even that other than did we pass it or not? I mean, did we do it or should we try that one again? And so when we have this total mastery of all the lessons offered, many of us believe that we don't have to incarnate again and we go on to become spiritual guides that can help in different levels of achievement. And we come back even then to come back on earth, as many believe that Christ did, to teach and to Buddha and to be a great master. And so I don't know about y'all, but there are some days that I just wish I were a master now so that I wouldn't have to come back on planet Earth, because sometimes this gets a little fuzzy and a little scary on planet Earth. But we're here, I'm here, and this will bring me to one of the laws that I want to talk to you about. Now, one of the cards I pulled tonight was Let It Go. That is Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is just a beautiful, beautiful spiritual person. And, she, you know, when I look at what she says, let it go, I think of the law of detachment. And that's, for me, meaning flowing with God. Now, you know, you can say, well, where does that fit into all the different laws? And the only one that many of us even apply in our lives is the law of attraction. Interesting enough, the law of detachment or flowing with God is the law that gives the crucial, I would call it crucial distinction, and I don't know if that's the right word, but in utilizing the law of attraction successfully. In other words, it works with the law of attraction to make it all flow. Because what happens with the law of attraction is we write these statements down, these positive affirmations, and then we just say, okay, oh, that's it. The house has to sell by May 30th. If the house doesn't sell by May 30th, then all this just doesn't work anyway. Or, you know, there's something wrong with me, or I did it wrong. Or, you know, we all go into our little stuff that we go through. We don't even know we're doing it, the chatter. And by the way, that chatter is what I work with on in my energy work, because that chatter, we don't even recognize. We know that it's there, but we don't always know what's going on. And through my energy work, I help folks to get through and get rid of that chatter so that when these positive thoughts come through, that then we can have them work easier. But this is the key that so many people apply the law of attraction, or they teach the law of attraction, yet they don't also teach the many, many other laws, but especially the law of detachment. Now, there was a movie that I saw today with my family. All women were sitting there. The movie was called Little Boy. And I just see, by the way, a beautiful deer. I hope my daughter's hearing me so that she can go feed the deer. We did get them popcorn from the movie, so at least they can eat that for a moment. But it's interesting because the little boy believed, and I'm not going to give the story away. I would recommend everybody that has any touch of spirituality to see that movie. It was fabulous. But I'm going to just say, without going into the final result of the movie, this little boy definitely used about every law of spirituality, I think, that could be applied. But he also used the law of attachment. He had to finally let it go. Let go. Let the flow of God come in and take over. And the preacher kept saying this to him, and it was actually, well, it's very, I really don't want to give the show away, but it was actually the enemy, if you may, that taught him the greatest gift that this young boy had to learn with this law of detachment. And it was so, I didn't even catch on to it until I actually came back and started reviewing everything that I was going to share with y'all tonight, is that's when I realized, oh my goodness, that's what he really learned, was the law of detachment, you know, flowing with God. And it was so beautiful. I mean, the whole movie theater was just touched by the beauty of spirit, the beauty of this little boy. And So it was just quite an amazing feat for this child to go through this, and the whole town as well. And that was what made it so incredibly, you know, let go and let God. Now, you know, we all hear that, but let's just give an, I want to give you an example. Because I can only go by examples that I've had in my life. I've had my home on the market for a very long time. And anybody that knows me knows how much I've wanted to sell this house. Well, I've had it on the market. This will be the fifth time in 10 years. Now, I can't say this with anything but total certainty that the law of detachment, if I had applied it, I would have been happier over the last 10 years. That's all I can say. Because I did not apply this law of detachment, I had many, many, many months of unhappiness and upset and frustration and thinking, why? What's the matter with, you know, me that I can't help this house to sell? I've done everything in the physical universe. I keep it clean, you know, yada, yada, yada. So what happened, though, and I will give you only three examples because they're all the same example. Each time that I went to put the house on the market, I contracted with another house with the contingency that this house would sell. So I wasn't on the line, so to speak, you know, to buy the other house, but, you know, I tied up another house as well. I don't do that anymore. It took me three times to learn, but I don't do that. So what would have happened if this house had sold? And one of the sales almost came down to the, well, it did come down to the closing table. Now, you can imagine how frustrating that could be when you're ready to move, your house is packed up, etc. If I had bought those three houses that I had contracted with, and if I had just pushed through it like a bull, it wouldn't, well, it wasn't going to happen anyway. But because spirit, I trust spirit enough to know, even though I was fighting it, the law of resistance, we will get into in a minute. Now, if I had bought one of those other houses, I would have been in a worse shape than I am now. And I'm not in a bad shape at all. I'm in a beautiful shape. And I've learned to live with that and understand that. Now, I have the house on the market now, and I finally surrendered where I'm going to live because I finally said, you know what, Spirit? I don't know. I think I want to live here, and I think I want to live in that house. And every time I put my attention on a house, guess what? It sells. So I know, wow, that wasn't the right house. Thank goodness it sold for the other person. But I just finally just said, that's it. You know, when it is time to sell, and I share this with you because living your soul's journey requires a commitment of understanding these laws and using them. So you have this law of attachment. That's the best way I can describe that law. You have that law of attachment with the law of attraction. So let's look at them and how you can apply those in your life. So you have this law of attraction. I want to have a relationship. All right. But please me, that's not my statement, but I'm going to, you know, hopefully somebody out there that's listening wants a good relationship. I don't care if it's with your child, with a relationship, but usually when we think of relationships, we think of, you know, romantic relationships. But I'm just going to put it out there that it's a relationship. And you want it to be a certain way. You want it to be, you know, I want to get married on May 1st. I want to have a child on, you know, 2 years later. And I want my relationship to be like this. So what you have done by this law of attraction is you've said this, 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 and this. So because yes, we do need goals. There's no doubt. We all need goals. We have to live. It keeps us alive. It keeps us motivated. But as soon as you make that law of attraction list, you also at the same time have to use the law of detachment to say, okay, now I want to do this, but you know, wanting pushes it away anyway, but I choose to do this. But you know what, Spirit, I'm also going to allow the flow of attachment to come in here, law of attachment, and I'm going to let the flow come in. Because let's say that you want to marry Joe, and Joe and you are getting along real well, and you know everything's fine, you think this is your perfect match, but yet you don't know something about Joe that maybe Spirit does, okay? Let's just say Joe is still married. And Joe has chosen, he's the most charming person in the whole wide world. Joe has chosen not to disclose the fact that he's still married because maybe he has his wife obviously. Maybe he doesn't have much of a relationship with her, or maybe he does. It's irrelevant. He's still married. So let's just say that you put this law of attraction out there that you're going to marry him at, you know, May 1st. So you go to something happens, and you don't use this law of detachment, and you become very frustrated, and you push and push and push and push and push, and you get married to him. Well, maybe you didn't listen to spirit. Maybe there was something that was about to happen at the marriage, and you didn't listen. And I'm telling you things I've experienced. So believe me, I know what I'm talking about. So you didn't listen to those warning signs by spirit, and you go ahead and marry him. Well, and then you go through this, oh my goodness, I could have learned this maybe by doing some energy work, maybe. Maybe I could have made my life a little simpler if I'd applied this surrender of the law of detachment. And believe me, when I say surrender, I don't mean give up. I mean, just trust a little bit. Maybe spirit has a better plan for you. Maybe you're not going to marry on May 1st, but maybe you just saved yourself a whole lifetime of heartache. So let's say that you do apply this, and let's just say you don't, and you go ahead and marry him, and then you go through a divorce and find out he was married before, and you don't find that out till after the divorce, and then you've had to go through this divorce, another notch on your chart of experiences, and then you find out the man was always married to somebody else. Even his other wives didn't know it, the ones that he claimed he had divorced from. So if you had applied the law of detachment, then you could have saved yourself that. You could have learned the lesson maybe in a simpler way. You're going to have to learn the law of detachment somehow or another, because you're going to have to learn to trust a little bit more. Now, I've learned this in the last couple of years. Last time I was on BBS, I didn't have this down. Let me just tell you, I did not. And I had to learn the law of detachment a very unique way. I'm just going to say it was not the most pleasant year of my life, but I learned it, and I know now. I know, and I feel it. It's deep down. Now let's get into feeling. When you have the law of attraction, you can say whatever you want all day long. It doesn't matter. If you don't feel it, it will not happen. And I'm going to tell you that law attached with the law of detachment, you got to combine the two together. Now, the law of attraction is where your attention goes, your energy is going to flow. So you're going to attract what you are and what you concentrate on. Now, listen carefully to that. You're going to attract what you are. So if you have a lot of the subconscious issues, if you have those, you are going to be conflicting, constantly fighting what you say you want to attract and what you really do attract, because your subconscious is very powerful. And that may be what you're really concentrating on, a fear, a worry, an upset that happened long ago that you're trying to overcome by positive thinking. Now, there are many, many viewpoints on this. I can only share with you the viewpoint that I've experienced. You know, I did Rohan. I did this is a very in-depth body, mind, spirit approach, transpersonal psychology approach to getting rid of the dark side. At least getting it to the point where you can control it. The dark side. Even Kelly Clarkson talks about her dark side. Everybody's got one. I don't care if you're the president of the United States or you're, I just don't care. You got a dark side. So what happens is you have to learn to, you have to know your dark side. You have to honor your dark side, and you have to learn to live with it and control it in a beautiful, good way. Because if you condemn your dark side, and I specialize in this, in the sense of doing energy work. I do it in a unique way now using Rohan and some other energies that I have learned along the way through spiritual energy dynamics. And what happens is that you learn to get in touch with what those dark sides are, and you learn to control them, and then your law of attraction just can take off. I mean, it just takes off because you're not fighting yourself. So if you're negative, you're going to start drawing in and experiences that are negative. All right. People that say, boy, everybody on this road are just, they're just nasty. Well, do you not think they're going to end up attracting a lot of nasty type people? Because they're already putting it out there. And then they'll say, see, I told you. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's not necessarily pointing the finger at other people, but I'm going to get into something in a minute that that we're going to get into the next law. So give me a moment to go through the law of attraction before we get into that other law. But you can attract to you those qualities only that you possess, that you have. So if you see a lot of people, now I'll give you a beautiful example of this. I went somewhere the other day, everybody was smiling. I went to the store, everybody was happy and smiling, and they were smiling at me, and I was like, oh my goodness, isn't this wonderful? And then I said, oh, well, Vicki, you're happy. You're smiling at them. Of course they're going to smile back. So I kind of took back and I was like, well, thank you, Spirit, for that self-awareness. Thank you for that. And, you know, you can have experiences where you're not so happy and things may not go as smoothly for you. So just always remember that we can't look to the outside, folks. We got to look inside. That's the only thing we have any control over is ourselves. That's all we have control over. Now, you can attract to you those qualities that you have yourself. So if you want peace and harmony and love in your life, then you have to find that love for yourself. You have to find that peace for yourself. You have to find that freedom and harmony that you have within. So search for what you're looking for out there. Look for it within. I mean, it is so simple to say this, and it's almost trite. But I want to tell you, I mean, I'm old enough to know what I'm talking about, at least in this body. And it took me a long time, over 5 decades, y'all, to learn how to love myself. And if you had asked me when I was 45 or 50 or even 55, Dr. Vicki, do you love yourself? I'd say, yeah, I do. I do love myself. Maybe so. But not to the degree I love myself now. When I'm 65, 70, whatever, and I ask myself that, I would imagine it'll be far more beautiful than it is even now. So I am just beginning my journey of loving myself. And loving myself then allows me to love my daughter. It allows me to love my friends, my family. My daughter is pretty much my only family right now. My mother is getting up in years, and she's not really cognizant of a whole lot, but I can still love her. You know, I know that she feels it. I know that she senses it. And so, you know, to love somebody else is a beautiful, beautiful gift that we give to the world. Our greatest gift first is to love ourselves so that we can truly love those pets that we have, you know, that they've touched our lives in such ways, and our child touches our lives, and it's just where it begins. That's all I can. And if you choose to do counseling with me in the near future or tomorrow, just remember that's where we're going to start. And I really don't like to go light. I like to get down to it because I want you to get the best that you can get. I don't like to use the word quickly, because that makes it sound like some, you know, 1, 2, 3 step. You're going to get your life back in 3 steps. Well, you know, I don't do that kind of counseling. I go with the flow. I apply the law of detachment because I'm not here to heal anybody. I'm not here to fix anybody. I'm not here to make anybody better. I am here to guide you, understanding the laws of the universe and the laws of man, and applying those to your soul's journey, which is going to be very different than mine or anybody else's. But I know that the people that I will attract are those that people that I can assist and guide and be of service to. Now, I want to get into the universal law of reflection. The universal law of reflection. Wow, let's think about what reflection means. It basically says that the parts of a person, their traits, their personalities, or whatever that you respond to in others, you basically are recognizing in yourself. And that can be a positive thing. It can be a negative thing. But it has four different primary manifestations. And I have to give tribute to somebody. There's the Mind Reality Group. There are about four other places along with Delphi and along with my mentor, Robert, that have helped me to understand this. So I'm going to give credit to all of those folks. At the same time, I can't specifically say which one, what sentence I use or what aspect of it goes to who, but universal laws are universal laws, so we can't own them anyway. We can share them, you know, and that's about all we can do because nobody owns them. But it basically says that if you resist something in somebody else, then you're actually something in yourself that you resist, and then you will dislike that trait or that feeling or that behavior in another person. So if you don't like the way somebody is acting, gosh, they're acting so self-important today. They act like they know everything. Well, let's look inside. Well, I mean, you see that in them. So, wow, maybe there's something about yourself that is important or self-important. Self-importance is thinking, yeah, I'm a spiritual healer. Nobody can teach me anything. That's what they call self-importance. So I want to take Sandra's call from, wow, out there in California land. How are you this evening, Sandra?
I'm doing wonderful, and I just want to thank you on the air for all of the times that you have guided me and inspired me to be a better person. Thank you, Dr. Vicki.
Well, Sandra, you're an awesome person. And for those that are listening, Sandra and I have known each other for 20, oh gosh, how long has it been, Sandra?
It's been
about
22 years now.
Oh my gosh, we met when we were in the crib. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, just babies. She was my babysitter.
That's
not
right.
Not really, yeah. I was yours.
But, you know, Sandra and I work together in many, many ways, and I'm not going to share the name of the book right now because that's something that's in working order. But Sandra and I are writing a book that's going to help, hopefully, and guide a lot of people. And so when the time has come for that book to be finished, we will certainly talk about it then, won't we, Sandra?
We certainly will.
So talk to me a little bit about some experiences that you've had with this universal law of reflection. Like, let's just say that something isn't, you know, I annoy you somehow or something. How would you deal with that? Let's just say you don't like the way I talk or something. It's too southern for you.
Well, my husband, I hate to use him for an example, and perhaps this wasn't the proper way to deal with him, but he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't listen to me. And this morning, I went through that again where I tell him, you don't listen to me. And he says, huh? But anyway, what I said to him this morning when he wasn't listening to something which was important to me was, you're just a man. I know you can't help it. Bless your heart, you just can't help it. So I need for you to tell me the proper ladylike, graceful way to handle that when somebody doesn't listen to you.
Well, first off, let me just share something because you did bring up a very beautiful situation. Just because you see the fact that he doesn't listen doesn't mean that that's not true. Now, if somebody is kicking a dog and you get upset about that, that doesn't mean that you kick dogs or that, you know, you shouldn't say anything to him because he's kicking dogs, okay? Yeah. You know, that's not what we're talking about here. Well, I'm so glad you brought that up because basically it's our reaction to it is what the law of reflection is. If you see someone that is not listening to you, then it is going to be your reaction to that non-listening because there's something about you. Maybe you're not listening to yourself. That would be the first. If we were doing counseling together, Sandra, my first question would be, how are you not listening to yourself? Because typically when we get upset with somebody else, now he may not listen, but when we get upset about it, that's the issue. There's the key issue is that we get upset about it. That is when you have to look back and you have to reflect and you have to say, there's something I'm not listening to myself. Because if there's something you're resisting and react strongly in him, it's got to be found within yourself. So if he's not listening and it doesn't bother you, and it's like, oh, okay, well, he's not listening, I'm going to go on about my business, and it really doesn't bother you, then he's still got some problems listening with you or whatever. That may be something he has to deal with. But how are you? So I'm going to ask you. You don't have to answer me, you know, on the air, but I would really reflect. And we can talk about it over the week. I would really reflect on maybe how you're not listening to yourself. And because it may not be that you're not listening to him, but it may be something about that. Does that mean anything to you?
That not only means something to me, but you helped me spot something. Nutritionally, I am a certified herbalist. I have studied nutrition so long that I know how to eat properly. I know how to cook healthy foods. And so many times, I pray about everything. I'm a very spiritual person, as you know.
Yes.
But so many times, I'll start to go get something that I enjoyed as a child, candy or ice cream or potato chips, and I'm a little tiny bit fat, plus I'm allergic to sugar. Plus, it makes me sick now because of stomach issues, and I don't listen to that still small voice within, and I'll eat the things I shouldn't, and it makes me sick as a dog. And
okay.
You're absolutely right, Vicki. You've told me that before, and it's beginning to sink into this stubborn mind of mine. What is bothering you about somebody else is something about yourself that needs to be healed or needs to be changed. Thank you.
Well, while you're on the phone, I will share something too. I went to the movies today with my mother. All right. Mm-hmm. And I haven't even had time to really reflect on it. I will reflect on it tonight because I just got back in time to do the show. So I'm going to have to reflect on this, but there was something, and I'm not going to go into detail about it because it's in fairness to her, but there was something that was very annoying, and it annoyed my daughter too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were both sitting there annoyed. And my daughter's a Leo, so she's going to say something, all right? My daughter's just going to flat out say it, just like you. You're a Taurus, and you probably got a lot of Leo in you. And you will say something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she just flat out said to her grandmother, she said, you know, you're driving me crazy with that popcorn. You can hear yourself all over the movie theaters. It was so loud because it was one of those quiet movies. And then when you get all, you know, all this wrestling and all this stuff. So and for me, I just, being the Pisces that I am, I just moved over about 8 seats and sat in another section of the movie theater. Did I really want to do that? No, but I'm not going to cause, you know, an upset in the movie theater. And afterwards, she asked me, why did you move? And I said, well, I'll tell you. You know, because it was a very quiet movie. And I said, in my world, I don't resist. I mean, I had a little bit of resistance. But so what I did was I had to move away. But what I'll do in a quiet movie is I won't eat popcorn because I don't want to disturb anybody else. That's that Pisces part of me that thinks about other people. And, oh, my gosh, I hope I'm not bothering somebody else. You know, so that's it. But as far as you getting back to you, the gift here is that listen to yourself. And just remember every time that you go to eat something that's not good for you, besides the fact that you're not listening, you could actually be causing a situation where you're reflecting that on to your husband, and which could cause a lot of different other issues. And also it could shorten your life. And you got too much to accomplish this life. You know, you got too much to do. And so just honor yourself. It's almost like honoring spirit. It's just saying, you know, just honor yourself, because see, if you're resisting something, then you're going to have to learn to deal with it. And one day, if you really work on this and listen to yourself, Sandra, you know, one day he may not listen and it'll be like, oh, you know, you got a great sense of humor. For those listening, Sandra is a comedian as well. And so, you know, one day you'll just laugh at it and say, oh, honey, you're not listening to me. And he'll be so taken back that you didn't get upset with him that he might listen.
He might start listening. You mentioned the comedian, I think, in strange terms all the time. Could I tell you what I also said to him when he wasn't listening, and then I brought it to his attention last week, and then he started acting uppity?
Yeah, well, because this is helping, for those that are listening, it's helping to use it in real practicality. So, yes, please.
Okay, now, he's a wonderful man. I have to tell y'all that. Yeah, he's a wonderful, good man. Anyway, he was kind of looking down his Leo nose at me, and I said, yes. I said, men and women are equal. But you want to act uppity with me? I said, if rumors are true, men were made from dust, women were made from prime rib. he laughed.
How could you not do anything? That is so funny. Well, I just, you know, it just helps to, when we, and another thing too, is that when we resist, we draw it to us. So, you know, if you resist any of that kind of stuff, then in any kind of our lives, y'all, then we're gonna attract it. If every time we go to the movies, I resist my mother eating popcorn, then obviously I'm going to encounter it every time, okay? I'm going to end up having that issue until I figure out a way to not be bothered by it. So I got to look at what I'm bothered by within myself that I got to address first. And that, for me, now I'll share this with you and Sandra. You're the only one calling in tonight, so we'll just go with it. And I love talking to you. If I resist looking within to find out why I get bothered with that, okay, there could be, you know, and the people listening could just spot it right away. You know, they may say, well, maybe you smack, you know, but more than likely, it's something that I'm resisting within myself. And so it varies. It could be as simple as the fact that I don't like seeing my mother grow old. Because in seeing my mother grow old, I see myself grow old. And maybe there's something deep down within me that scares me about that. It can be that simple. And then if I, you know, and I'm kind of counseling myself right now, if I go in that direction, then I can have more compassion for her. Yeah. You know, with her teeth situation, you know, maybe she's got loose teeth or some weird thing going on with her teeth that, you know, I don't know about that could be causing it to be excessively loud. So, you know, that compassion could come in. And but it's more than likely that I think it's very, and I don't know if any of y'all listening have felt this, but it's very sad seeing your parents. Well, I can only speak for my mother because my father passed away when he was young. But it's very sad to see someone who was vibrant, alive, energetic, you know, close to passing. It's very, it's sad. It's a cycle of life. And it's the same thing with my little dog, Snowball, that passed away. I saw her as this joyful, vibrant little puppy. And then one day I looked down and I was like, oh, my gosh, she's drowning in her own breath because she can't breathe. And immediately I took her to the vet. But did I see it right away? Probably not, because of the law of resistance. I was resisting it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't care how spiritually aware you are until you become a master. You got to deal with these things. And I'm studying. And that's why, Sandra, I'm so glad you called, because I wanted to share something else with you. Under ancient wisdom, the law of projection. We project our own fears onto other people, our own issues. And I'm going to share with y'all and cut me, you know, if you've had this same, you've been a mother before. Well, you still are a mother, but you've gone through training children to drive. My daughter got in the car today. She's a wonderful driver. She's 15. And I do have some projections there of fear. Okay. I'll just flat out tell you, I get fear. And so it was interesting because I projected, well, she was driving and she had, you know, all the energies of my mother and I, and she had all that going on. And all of a sudden there was a motorcycle on the left side of the road. He was on the right. He was on his side of the road. And she looked down, something was bothering her, and she threw this little cord away and she got on his side of the road. And I don't know what I did. I just panicked and said, get on your side of the road. There's a motorcycle there. 3 seconds later, we would have hit him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So at that point in time, I was looking at that and I said, okay, boy, did you get upset, Vicky? And so, and as I was reviewing all the laws tonight before the show, I was like, yeah, your law of projection, I could have done that calmer.
Yeah.
But I have this fear that, you know, this is going to happen. And I fear that she'll hurt herself or her or someone else. That's a fear I have. So my law of projection slapped me right in the face, and it bothered her too.
Yeah.
So
it's
a couple of minutes later after I settled myself down. I said, "What did you learn from that?" And she said, "Keep your eyes on the road." And I said, "Well, then good."
Amen.
Amen. It happened. But now, is there anything else that you want to share with everyone listening tonight? I don't know if anybody's listening.
they're listening, or people will be listening pretty soon.
Yeah.
But just that one of the things that Dr. Vicky taught me, and this was well before she became a spiritual psychologist even, was I used to, when something would go wrong, mm-hmm. I would totally see my point of view, and I'm totally right. And the other person I would see as totally wrong. And mm-hmm. she taught me that you have to take responsibility for what goes wrong. And only in looking in the mirror and looking at yourself can you change things in your own universe and make things better for yourself and improve yourself. And that's just one of the many things that she taught me, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome. And, you know, and that brings up one of the universal laws of gratitude. And we'll probably talk about that next week. I really get into the laws because on my journey, wanted to combine the laws, the spiritual laws, which I apply every day in my counseling, with the physical laws, because I also am an attorney, as you know, Sandra. So I want to combine the two. And, you know, help people understand that there are two sets of laws. But when you look at the law of gratitude, then we'll talk about that, because that's something that you can use. All these laws kind of coincide together, all kind of work together anyway. But, I mean, they're all do, obviously. But the law of gratitude is just vital. And I want to always bring that into all the laws, because I don't care what you're going through, there is something to find beautiful. Now, this situation that you had earlier with your husband, what a gift. What a gift. And so now when you get a little perturbed or upset, by golly, I don't care if it takes you a half an hour or 2 days, find the gift.
Yeah.
Find the gift in that. So, but listen, I am going to take a call, Sandra, from somebody in Georgia. And I want to thank you for calling in, and we will talk over the week. You gave great insights to everybody, and I do appreciate it so
well,
much.
You're very welcome, and I will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay,
all right. Bye-bye. And hi, Miss Jeannie. From Miss Georgia. Georgia Peach, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. It's been a long time.
I know. You said you were going to call in. Yeah. Have you been listening to the show so you kind of know what we're talking about?
Yes, I do. And I have been trying to use that and kind of run into a roadblock, but I've been trying to use it. I purchased the book, The Secret and the Magic. That helped me along that journey of using the power of attraction.
Yes. Well, and let me ask you, if you don't mind chatting about it. And by the way, Sandra's from kind of from Georgia too. Tell me a little bit about what the roadblock is, and maybe I can share something with you that will assist you in that.
I'm having financial roadblocks, career and financial.
Okay. All right. So what I would do,
like,
and I'm not
stuck.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So what I would look at specifically, Jeannie, is I would look at. I'm going to give you just a couple of things to look at without going into specifics about it, because I really I just know that typically when you have any kind of roadblock, there is some sort of resistance that within. There's something that you're resisting possibly. There may be some laws of reflection that you need to look at. You can't just look at the law of attraction. That's where I got into trouble with that a long time ago. I have all those books too. I got like 100 books. But when I started looking at the actual different laws, there are about 20 of them. So, you know, there's laws of resistance. There's that law that I spoke of when I first talked to you about when we were starting the show, was the law of detachment. And just going with maybe you're pushing too hard to have certain things happen. But typically, if you'll start going within, just look what you're projecting. Be careful of how you're wording things with this. Now, I will tell you a little secret that I did. All right. It's not really a secret, but since you read The Secret, I do a lot of energy work. So I've had to work a lot internally, and I do a lot of energy work to release some old blocks. And I do that kind of thing on myself daily for sure. But what I would do is I would look at gratitude. Now, I know that sounds so simple, but by golly, if you have a dollar sitting in your pocket, I would give great gratitude for it. And I would do that ad nauseum. I would just do it and do it, because the law of gratitude is a powerful, powerful law. And if you keep with your law of attraction, you really work on, you know, it's probably the biggest thing I'm working on is flowing with God on the detachment. So when you put your law of attraction down, always say, or something better. Because let's just say that you want, I'm just going to make this up, Jeannie, but let's just say that you want a job at ABC Bakery, okay? And you decide, that's it. I'm going to have that job. I'm going to have this much money. Well, Spirit's over here saying, wow, she's sure and certainly blocking every opportunity she has, because she has a much better opportunity over here at the other company. But yet she can't see it, so I can't show it to her. The law of attraction says I'm not going to be able to get, I can't open up my ability to receive. You got to be able to receive the greatness of everything. And if we stay so focused that we have to have it this way, this way, this way, then what happened? I've done this. That's why I'm like, you know, can share it. Is then you're limiting yourself, and there may be some greatness out there that you hadn't even thought of. So I want you to just for the next, maybe until the next time we talk, use this power of this law of gratitude, and it's from a perspective of karma. The more you give, the more you receive, but also give to yourself. Open up that, go out. You live in Georgia. Where do you live in the country, sort of, or can you get out by trees?
I'm actually in East Point. I'm like an hour and probably 15 minutes from you.
Okay, but you have trees around you and stuff, right? I mean, can you get out there in nature? Can you get out in nature some?
Yep.
Okay. I want you to get out in nature. I just want you to, in a space where you feel comfortable, open up your arms and just say, Spirit, I am ready to receive your greatness. Look in the mirror every day, every single day. Don't go a day without doing this. Give thank you for all the greatness. I'm not even seeing it all, and I'm so grateful. I don't even know what it all is, and I'm grateful. And because the more you assist that ability to receive, Jeannie, the more that you're going to get. And it did miracles for me. I was kind of in a really bad state there for a while, and I was off the radio, and I was doing some wild and crazy things in my life. And of course, it's a gift now that I went through them, and I wouldn't change anything. It was so powerful. But at the same time, the gift of gratitude is what got me through it before I can even get into understanding and using the other laws. So I hope that helps. That's what I would do. And find out what you're resisting. What are you really resisting? There's something there that I would need. You know, you have great abilities. Look in to see what might be there. Because when you resist something, you attract it to you. So, there's just a whole avenue there of healing for you. So I hope that helps.
Okay, it does. Thank you. And I really appreciate it. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And happy Mother's Day to you, too. So, you stay safe in Safe Point and just apply those laws, and I'll hope to hear from you again soon, okay?
Okay, you take care.
All right, well, thank you. And I want to thank y'all because these are just fine examples of you do have the tools to get through these stuck places and these feelings that you can't go forward and, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do, because you do have the tools. The universe gives us the tools. So, you know, it's amazing that we have everything. Spirit has given us everything. Now we just have to learn how to use them. And so, you know, I will share something with you that I have resisted. I was resisting cleaning my house all the time, okay? I was resisting it because when you have a house for sale, you have to clean it. So when I was resisting this, I was becoming madder, more furious, angry. I was getting mad at everybody, my daughter, my dog, everybody, myself, everybody. I was just mad, just flat out mad, because I was having to clean my house one more time. And then, I don't know, next hour or two, something, I was listening to the news, because I do listen to the news. I put my protections on, but I do listen to the news. And all of a sudden, I heard this and this, and I mean, oh my gosh, there were so many, you know, horrific things going on in the world. And I sat down and I cried. I absolutely cried. And I said, thank you, God. Thank you for giving me this gorgeous home. Yes, it's big. Yes, I want to sell it. But it has kept me, my daughter, my pets safe for all these years, 15 so years. And I started crying with all the gratitude, and the resistance left. I've never been upset again. I don't care if it takes 2 years to sell the house. I know it will sell when Spirit and I, because I'm doing my part. I do keep the house clean and I sweep. And every time I sweep, I think, ooh, I just left some calories there. I'm sweeping them away. You know, I just made this house better for the new owners. I just made my life better because I just cleaned the floor. And I go into the wild and craziest thoughts about how I am so blessed to be able to keep this house clean. And you know, I sit here as I'm talking to y'all and I see the deer coming outside. Now, yes, I can have a smaller home, and yes, I can have everything sold in this home, and yes, I can see deer again. But right now, my daughter and I had this beautiful conversation the other day, and I said, Anya, are you resisting anything about the house selling? And she said, yeah, I really am, Mom. She said, I resist it because even though I want it and I choose to have it to sell, she says, I've had so many memories here. From the day that I came home from Russia, I've lived in this home. So yeah, I have a little resistance to selling it because I have so many memories. And we both sat there and held each other and cried. And I said, you know what? We're going to be able to make even more beautiful memories. And we'll always, always have the memories that we created here, always in our heart and in our minds and in our thoughts. And now let's move on and create new beautiful memories in our new home. And after that, we both felt good. The resistance was gone. The resistance was gone. So these laws are very, very powerful in helping us. And if you understand them and apply them and use them, and again, as counseling, you know, I do this show. A lot of times, a lot of people do shows to promote themselves. And I love to counsel. But I do these shows because I love them. I love to help. I love to guide. And I love to teach. So I do these shows because of that and because of that only. And I mean, I have a full-time legal practice as well. So I'm a very, very busy person. But I love to counsel. And I love to do what I'm doing. And BBS is the best. They're the best. So that's why I'm on BBS. But what I wanted to, there's one other law that I wanted to go over. We talked about the universal law of resistance. And I know we talked about gratitude and we talked about reflection. Ah, I wanted to go right back to that because there is something that I wanted to talk about with that. Reflection, a little bit like projection as well. The car example with my daughter was the projection. But when you have this universal law of reflection, that which you resist and react to in others is something which you are afraid exists within you. Now, that takes a very high level of spirituality to understand that. Because typically, when you don't like something in somebody else, you just criticize them. We all do it. We criticize them. Oh, how stupid they are, or why in the world did they do that? And I will give you a real good example of reflection. When I am driving on the interstate, any road, and I see somebody do something silly, I think to myself, oh, God, that was so silly. And then, you know what? I'll do it as soon as I criticize them, I'll end up doing it myself. So that's a very good example of the universal law of reflection. If you see something, that which you resist in yourself, you will dislike in others too. So if you're disliking, it was like, to use my friend Sandra, and she is a very, very close friend. I don't think she'll mind me saying this, but if you're, if you don't like the way somebody's doing something, it's because you don't like it within yourself. And so when we were at lunch today, I said something to my daughter because she had done something driving that I guess she didn't like. You know, I had said something about her. Well, you know, make sure you stay in the right lane. She turned left instead of right, and she got her left and rights mixed up. And so instead of, she got upset with me, and I asked her, I said, why are you upset with me? And she said, you know what, Mom, I'm upset because I get frustrated with myself. I get upset with myself. I'm not really upset with you. I just get mad at myself. So I think that's probably one of the best examples, that we get so angry at other people and we reflect that on there. We reflect our anger. We project onto them everything that we're thinking, everything that we believe, everything that we do and think that is right. We reflect that onto other people. And so when they have, they can't understand why we get angry at them. And I've done that so many times myself. So I know it's like, and my daughter is a healer herself. She's a brilliant healer. She's very connected to spirit. And she always says to me, what you upset about, Mom? And what'd you do? Why, well, let's look and see what's really bothering you. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you, daughter, for expressing that. Her name is Anya. I say, thank you for stopping me in my tracks and helping me to become more aware. And that is probably the greatest gift, thinking here we are on Mother's Day. And I know that the show is ending soon, but that's a great gift to have from your daughter, and to have a mother-daughter relationship where you can, yes, of course, we're going to reflect. I mean, we're in a family, we're in society, we're in life. Of course, we're going to reflect. But isn't it nice when you can have someone to kindly, with a compassionate heart, say, oh, well, you're upset. I know, when I was cleaning the house that time, and I was just so angry. And she just stopped me and she said, wow, Mom, what's going on? What's really going on? And then she stops me, and then I stop in my tracks and I say, this is what's going on. I counsel other people, so it's easier to see in myself what's happening. And we'll sit there and eventually we'll laugh. We'll eventually laugh over it. It may take 30 minutes. It may take 15, but typically we'll get through it. And if we don't get through it that quickly, then we kind of go off into our own space and leave each other alone until we can sort it out. But the key here, everyone, is responsibility. If you take responsibility, like Sandra and Jeannie that called in, they're taking responsibility for their life. They're not blaming it on anything, anybody, any relationship, any circumstance in their life. They're not mad at themselves. Well, they may be mad at themselves, but they may have to look at why they're mad at themselves, because getting mad at yourself is not going to help. What is the most honest thing to do in this situation is to reflect within and just really get honest with yourself. Really find out what that fear is. What is that doubt? What is that resistance? What is the law that you're requesting something from spirit? And, I was looking back on something that I requested from spirit, and if it had happened, oh my heavens, would that have been a catastrophe? But spirit loved me enough, and on my inner truth, my higher self, my guides protected me because I've asked for their protection. Always remember that. Our guides, our angels, our archangels, all those folks, y'all, that are right there with us. I mean, we may not be able to touch them, although my daughter can, but if we We can feel them. We can see them. We can perceive them. We can know that they're there. They are there if we ask them. And I wake up every morning and I say, Spirit, guides, all of my angel teams, protect me today. Even if I don't know I need protecting, protect me. We ask for their permission every single day, then we know that we are protected because they're not going to interfere. There's the free will. Oh, and that's going to be a fun one when we get into that law of free will. That's going to be fun. I'm not sure. Next week, by the way, I'm going to talk about the laws of creation. And those laws of creation, we'll talk about which ones they are and how they apply in your life. And it'll be kind of fun because each week we're going to, you know, just keep talking about different ways that they all work together. But anyway, next week that'll be, you know, what we talk about. And you all be sure and have your friends call in if you have any questions and if you know, issues that you want to talk about because it's really kind of fun. These laws can be fun, and the more we understand them, the better off that we'll be. Now, the laws of the creation are the laws of attention. It's what we put our attention on. The law of flow, the law of abundance. Oh, that's a good one for Jeannie. All of us. The law of clarity, the law of intention, the law of prosperity, the law of manifestation, and the law of success. Now, y'all, there are a lot of laws out there. So for those of you that are just applying the law of attraction, bravo to you. But also remember that we got lots and lots and lots of other laws. So the more that we understand them and apply them and use them in our lives, the simpler our lives will be. Will we still have our soul journey to live and lessons to learn? Oh, yeah, we always will. And I just want to thank each and every one of you that listened in tonight, especially those that called in, because I love talking to you. That just brings joy to me, and it's just a beautiful part of the show is to be able to hear from you and share with you these lessons that I've learned and teachings that I have learned from others and experiences that I have had to have in my own life. And just remember now that what Kuan Yin says, let it go. Allow the laws of attraction, the laws of detachment, flowing with God. When you feel something that doesn't feel right and you're feeling frustrated and you're upset over it, ah, what a gift. That is an opening from Spirit to say, look within, really get honest with you. If you listened to my show last week, most of my life has been frustrating in the sense of feeling that I couldn't be alone, although I would be alone, but I'd resist it eventually and get married again. And then when I realized it within myself that I had never been alone, then my life turned around. That is the key. Just a little simple thing I learned. I've never been alone. Why in the world have I lived this lie that I was alone all my life? What a different life I would have lived if I had always known that I was never alone. I was never alone. So why was I searching out all these people to make me fulfilled when I was never alone to begin with? So that's the kind of thing that we're looking at. So I just want to thank each and every one of you. It is Mother's Day, so honor yourself. Take not just Mother's Day, because this show will air on other days that aren't Mother's Day, but take this day as a mother. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. That is not selfish. Nowhere in the world did I ever learn when I read the Bible, regardless of whether you're Jewish, Christian, non-religious, I'm more spiritual than religious, but I always remember somewhere along the way that I read in the Bible that Spirit, God, Jesus, and however, whoever said it, I always heard it that it was Jesus said, know thyself. What do you think he meant by that? He meant to know thyself, know who you are, and then you become the gift of God, the gift of Spirit to help others along their way. So please know that Mother's Day is a gift to you as a mother, regardless of who you're mothering. You're always, even if you're a man, even if you're the producer of this show, you're always mothering yourself. So keep that in your heart. And I do want to invite you to listen to Living Your Soul's Journey each and every Sunday night, 4 o'clock Pacific and 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Call in with your questions. Go to Living Your Soul's Journey. Fill out your Freedom to Be Me. And, you know, I'd love to talk to you during the week. And until next Sunday, and I believe that would be May 17th, but until then, please know that you are loved and cherished, and live your soul's journey with love in your heart. So namaste. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Good night.